Today, I'm going to talk to you about two things, liberty and obedience. Liberty and obedience. Now, exactly what does that word mean, liberty? Liberty means freedom from oppression, slavery, bondage, imprisonment. And Jesus characterized his mission by quoting the words of the prophet Isaiah. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord hath sent me to preach deliverance to the captives, to set at liberty them that are bruised," in Luke 4:18. And so Paul confirmed this in the following words, "Stand fast therefore in liberty, wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And then another great scripture is Galatians 5:1, and it says, "The freedom which Christ brought to mankind is the freedom from the law, so from sin and death, which are bound up with the law. The condemnation of the law has been renewed and rejuvenizes Christians' lives as a free son of God." So, it's through grace. It's through grace that we enjoy the liberty of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, all my Christian life, which has been around 30 years now, a lot of Christians get this idea, because they're Christians, they can do anything they want to. Do you know some people like that? And then what happens to them is you begin to look at them and they don't look like Christians. They don't act like Christians. And you wonder, why do you even go to church? Because of the fact that Christianity is a way of life. Isn't that true? And it's living with the Lord, committed to Him, and walking with Him. And in return, He takes your whole life and He turns it around. And day by day, He begins to polish you as an individual, so that you, as a Christian, can reflect His glory. Now, I believe that the revival hasn't come because there's so many Christians that are not reflecting the glory of Jesus. And people look at them and they say, "Well, I just don't know if I want to get involved in that. You know, I don't see any difference in you and me." And so we're all going to be answerable to the Lord for how we live as Christians and what we do as Christians. And there's rewards when you are a Christian. Great rewards in heaven when you are a Christian. But as we've been teaching you, there are rewards right here on this earth too. And you can just reach out and see it in the Word of God and claim it, and God will bring it to pass for you. As you serve Him, as you walk with Him, these benefits are there for you. But the biggest reward that we have as Christians, I believe, is the deliverance from bondage. You see, it's bondage to be an alcoholic. Do you know that? They cannot walk without drinking. And then the end result of being an alcoholic is it begins to tear the fiber of their whole entire life down. It will tear their family down. It will tear their job down. It will tear their abilities to make money and a good income for their families. It will tear their character down. It does all kinds of bad things because one bondage brings many other bondages. And some people have walked under the bondages all of their life, and they don't know what it would be like not to have those bondages in their life. But I tell you, I like being free in Christ. I love walking with Jesus. And to be honest with you, I don't want to ever go back. It never passes my mind. Turn around and go back. What? To what? Where? How long would I survive if I went back even? Because you see, if Jesus wasn't real, if Jesus wasn't true, and if the things that the Bible tells us that will do for us didn't exist, but the last 30 years of my life, speaking His name and speaking His word, I'm going to tell you I would choose that way of life because it's better. I don't have to serve the devil anymore. I don't have to do those things anymore. And I don't want to. Go ahead, test me. Give me a cigarette. I wouldn't even light it up. I wouldn't even take it from your hand. And you, the person that smokes will look at you and say, well, you're in bondage. No, they're in bondage. And they're in bondage because of the fact that those cigarettes are slowly killing them day by day. You know, cigarettes are so dangerous that the news is saying this week that there's some states that have passed and want to pass laws so that you can't even go out on your balcony in your apartment and smoke a cigarette, you see. So it's getting down to the point that they're going to have to do something about cigarettes because the medical bills are so large for the government to have to pay for the cancer and the lung cancers and all of this equipment and all of this stuff that you have to do. So they've got to do something. So they've got to make laws to stop people from smoking. You've noticed that already in the office buildings, they come out and they have a cigarette corner. In the restaurants, they come out and they have a cigarette corner. Some restaurants haven't had enough sense to make them move on down the street a little bit away from the entrance of their door. Because when you walk in and there's 10 people out there smoking, it stinks, right? So the point that I'm getting at is Jesus is freedom. And Jesus will help us to all overcome these bondages in our life. In Romans 8:21, the Bible says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of children of God. So there's liberty in the Word of God. And that's why we challenge you to read the Word. Read it for yourself. Because, you know, you have the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is your teacher. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. And the Bible says He will renew you and bring you to all truth. He will bring to your remembrance all of that word that you tuck down inside of you.